Hi, this is Marissa Christensen, and you're listening to Full Service Radio. Anytime you have diversity, not only in socioeconomic classes and races of people, but also the geographic span of the city, there's a lot of literal room to, you know, dream up new fantastic things. I'm Marissa Christensen, the executive director of Friends of the Los Angeles River. Friends of the Los Angeles River, we were founded in 1986 when our founder and a few of his friends cut a hole in the chain link fence that surrounded the Los Angeles River and declared it open to the people. The Los Angeles River is a natural and historic river. It's why the city of LA was founded where it was. But after catastrophic flooding, the Army Corps of Engineers encased it in concrete in the 30s just to move floodwater as quickly as possible through the area without destruction, which is a reasonable enough endeavor. But what it did is completely concretized over all of the history, all of the sort of cultural connection, all of the ecological connection that had existed in this riparian ecosystem. It's really easy to paint this picture because most people have seen Grease or the Terminator movies. Both feature the Los Angeles River, and what it looks like is not a river. It is a flood control channel with, in most sections of it, sheer concrete walls. And so when our founder cut a hole in that fence, what he was really doing is reclaiming Angelino's right to this historic gathering place. And so our mission is to really, in its most simplistic form, bring the people to the river and the river to the people. And the way that we do that is by advocating for nature-based solutions and hopefully someday returning to a more wild, natural Los Angeles River. The High Line's a really interesting example because from the city's point of view, from New York's point of view, it is a success. It is a revenue generator. You know, from a tourism point of view, success. But it's also this gleaming example of gentrification. This is a project that did not end up being equitable and ended up gentrifying and displacing an entire neighborhood. So that is the conversation that we're in on the river, is this the next High Line? What is the goal here? And I think that's where the messiness of all the different government agencies that are involved in the river, because there are teens of them that are involved in the jurisdiction of the river, they really need to come together and decide what the primary goal is. I very quickly figured out after a couple of internships that I did not want to be a quote-unquote city planner for a local government agency. I wanted to do something a little bit more on the ground. So I very quickly got into working with nonprofits. I worked for the Los Angeles County Bicycle Coalition. I went on to work for XPRIZE, which is a science and tech innovation nonprofit, and then really wanted to get back to doing something that was sort of locally based and on the ground in Los Angeles. I found Friends of the Los Angeles River. At the age of 38, I think I've only just recently figured out what it is that kind of makes me tick. And the answer is counterculture. I was with the Bicycle Coalition at a time when that, I'm going to call it a cultural revolution, a cultural movement, was really taking off in LA, but still very sort of controversial. XPRIZE is all about finding innovation that government agency and even, you know, capital industry just isn't necessarily prioritizing. And then the river is an entire movement. I mean, I'm definitely interested in place-based design, and I think that's what I thought I was interested in the entire time, and that's why I went to urban planning grad school. But at the heart of it, I've wanted to affect positive social change. I think government agencies have a really big job to do and get really bogged down in bureaucracy, and same with for-profit companies. You're not necessarily trying to effectuate positive change, you're trying to earn a buck. And so I've really been enamored with nonprofit work because it feels like there's a lot of space for creativity, progress, and making an impact. in the future, I see a river that is green and lush, a river that you can easily access, whether that means kayaking it or biking alongside it or walking along its banks. I see a river that's just, it's populated. It's populated with people. It's populated with greenery. It's populated with birds and fish and wildlife. You know, I see it as a major focal point of our city.